Senator Brandon Beach's MARTA expansion plan.
Oh, I'm totally for MARTA. I grew up in Atlanta. My father worked for MARTA. He was director of info systems. We need MARTA all over, rail all over Georgia, connecting all of our great institutions that we have, our great colleges, too, as well.
Representative Ellen Peake's plan to allow medical marijuana growth.
I'm for that. I think a lot of bad prosecutions have come out of there. You know, I think that Americans are in denial of their marijuana usage, and also with the research and for his brain injuries with the NFL and other things with kids, I think it's a great thing.
Senator Josh McCoon's version of the religious freedom legislation.
That's a horrible piece of legislation right there. It seems like the current state representative would have stayed in to fight this issue if it was a priority. And that's just not the case right now. Here we are, the seat's being vacant almost nearly to midday, crossover day.
Do you mean specifically because Simone Bell, who would be your predecessor, was the first African-American lesbian in a state house?
Yes. And, you know, being with her title, why quit when, you know, right now we have this horrible legislation? I think this legislation has been on the stove for a while. We knew that Josh McCoon was going to do this. And so with her title like it was, if it was really important to her, she would have been in there right there, I think. And I don't mean to bash her like that, but, you know, this is politics, and this is big boy politics. We have to be responsible.
Senator Vincent Ford's plan to raise the minimum wage.
Of course. I like Senator Ford. He's a good friend of mine.
Representative Stacey Abrams' Medicaid expansion plan.
I'm most definitely for that. I think that's common sense right there, good common sense legislation, and the governor's just not complying.
Senator Renee Unterman's abortion alternative proposal.
That sounds suspicious coming from Renee. I don't know the merits of the bill, but when I look at Renee Unterman's legislation, I'm like, let me just read that five times.
One other bill of your choosing?
I don't have any one per se. I just want to get elected right now. I just really want to represent the whole district.
Before redistricting, you were a House representative for roughly the same area. So two questions based on that. Mm-hmm. First, how would that help you represent District 58?
I think the experience is there, knowing how to put the players involved that are needed to attack an issue. I think knowing and having those coalitions, those relationships in politics. My aunt was the first black woman on city council. She served for 17 years. My father was the first black man at Georgia Tech. My grandfather was a black principal, first middle school principal in Atlanta. So we have a lot of connections to bring those resources.
Second, what would you say to people who argue political establishments need fresh faces?
Well, I wonder what they say that when they know that I was the first one to ask for Dr. Hall to resign. I've always prided myself on taking on the most complex issues. I'm not part of the get-along gang. I'm self-funded with this campaign majority, you know, so I've gone against the machine.
So to play devil's advocate with that, I saw on your Facebook page as well, you say that you're not a part of the get-along gang, and you just talked about kind of going against some politicians. What would you say to people who argue we need more compromise in politics these days?
Well, we compromise. I have a lot of coalitions I've built. It's sometimes, you know, the coalition doesn't compromise. Sometimes the establishment doesn't compromise.
And people, of course, know this, that the Democrats aren't in power. So if you are not willing to compromise, how do you exert power when you're in the minority?
There's a lot of respect in the district. And just because we're in the minority doesn't mean that you can't reach across the aisle and build relationships. I have wonderful relationships with even Representative Ed Setzler, who was my seatmate with this Liberty bill that he has. You have to consider the whole pie. That means there are 180 legislators there. I'm not just going to focus on the 61 Democrats that are there, because obviously I wouldn't get anything done.
Turner Field is in District 58. Any thoughts on making sure GSU treats the community well?
I think Georgia State will treat the community well. I know that that subject is contentious with the Summerhill community down there. My issue was with the handling of how that happened. But transparency on, I think, was a problem for the community of Summerhill.
Thank you.
You're welcome.